May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our salvation. I have very fond memories of Palm Sunday. Growing up, it was the highlight of the church year. There was something magical about Palm Sunday. We got to wave palm branches, and there was a parade. At least that's what my childhood mind thought it was. Most of the time, it was in the church where we went around, waving our palm branches high in the air and singing it loudly. But one year, we got to go outside. One of the members of the congregation had a donkey that they brought to church, and we walked around the building being led by the donkey. There was a party feeling about the celebration. We seemed to sing louder and wave our palm branches with more gusto. Palm Sunday still has a magical feeling for me, but it's much more nuanced. Not only is there a parade, but there is also the telling of a part of the Passion's narrative that gets us thinking about the week ahead. A week where we walk with Jesus from the glory of the palms to the glory of Easter, through the long road of suffering and death. Luke seems to play down the celebration of Palm Sunday some. Did you notice it? In Luke, there are no palm branches being waved or laid down on the road. There are no hosannas being shouted either. Now people recognized Jesus as royalty and laid their cloaks on the donkey and in front of him, joyfully remembering the deeds of power that Jesus had done. And when some of the Pharisees in the crowd tried to get Jesus to stop them, Jesus says that even if the crowds were silent, the stones themselves would cry out. The crowds are not creating this raucous noise by themselves. They are being joined into a wider cosmic celebration. God will not be denied. Creation itself recognizes the dawning of a new day. Creation plays a big part in Luke's story, from the donkey to the stones, and each plays a part that enables us to see the bigger picture. In the donkey elegism, Nicole Hill talks about the history of the donkey, listening to what the donkeys have carried on their backs over the century. She names how the donkey carried the very pregnant Mary to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, and then the donkey who carried the Holy Family into exile in Egypt. How the donkey played a particular role on Palm Sunday. These stories of Jesus are important in the story of a donkey. But she also reminds the reader of the hard labors that donkeys have done throughout the history. Whether we see it or not, these simple animals have been part of the human story for a very, very long time. This poem reflects on the suffering that we choose to see and the suffering we don't, insisting on the holiness of the created life. Hill's attention to creation's sacredness and suffering fits Luke's story well, in part because of how the entry into Jerusalem ends, where the religious leaders of his day try to get Jesus to quieten the crowds. And Jesus says that even if his followers were silent, the stones would cry out. This could be a phrase that foreshadows Jesus' lament over Jerusalem. As Jesus weeps over the city of Jerusalem and says that the city will be left without one stone upon another, Jesus weeps because the people did not know the time of the visitation from God. But the stone, the phrase, "even the stones will cry out," does more than foreshadow the grief of history's horizon. It testifies to the cosmic significance of the present. All creation is included in this entry procession, humans and non-humans alike. Palm branches may be missing, and yet there is something of creation groaning, even as there are echoes of the angel's song at the birth of Jesus. The familiar Christmas carol, "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear," imagines a day when the whole world sends back the song which now the angels sing, giving glory to God in the highest heaven and celebrating peace on earth. It would seem that this vision is coming to pass in a triumphant entry, except for one stark omission. The crowds speak of peace in heaven, but not yet on earth or for the earth. It is perhaps Luke's acknowledgement that the next week will hold very little peace. Throughout this week, we come face to face with the reality that Jesus shows us that there is a different way to live. Jesus did not come with military might to take over the powers of this world, to expel the Roman Empire as many in his day thought he would. Jesus came to change hearts, to see the world through God's eyes, the eyes of the Creator, to see the beauty in creation and in each other, and to learn to become servants instead of masters. The celebration of Palm Sunday still holds a magical feeling in my heart. We still have the parade around the church, waving our palm branches high and singing as loudly as we can. But there is something more. We are being invited to take time this week to mark each day with a time of remembering the path that Jesus is taking. The path of this week may be one that leads us through the long road of suffering and death, but that is not the end of the story. We will gather here again in a week's time to sing a new song of celebration and triumph for us and for all of creation.